And speaking of Holland, it is time to look ahead in Holland Public Schools. I'm Brent Allen, and joining me on the line this morning, Jim DeBoer. Jim is the music teacher at Holland Heights and West K through 7 schools. Jim, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Brent. I'm doing just great.
Well, great to have you here on this Wednesday morning, 1 week away from Christmas. It's getting close, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's hard to believe. You know, we're in school, and a week from today will be Christmas morning.
I would imagine the kids are getting a little antsy, right?
They're actually doing really well.
Excellent.
I mean, they're staying. I mean, the last day of school they'll be wound up because they'll be on Friday. There'll be, you know, some of the classroom parties, traditional elementary parties,
right?
Food and snacks, and they know Christmas is coming. But they do like being in school. I mean, that is fun. They like a break, but sometimes the break's a little long for them, and they do like coming back always too.
Well, a lot of things going on with the music department, I would imagine. I know Holland Public Schools and the teachers and things have directed 8 holiday concerts this December involving many, many classroom singers. That's going to be quite a challenge.
Yes. You know, K through 12, our students perform holiday programs every year, and our high school program was held on the 10th, and that was held at Central Western Church. They so wonderfully provide their facility for us. My school's program was held on December 9, just a little over a week ago, where we had all the kindergarten through fifth graders there, and we literally packed the house with about 2,700 people.
So really?
Some of these students that sang solos or did narration parts, that'll probably be the largest audience they ever performed for in their whole life.
No kidding. What a phenomenal turnout.
So that was great, yeah, and it's free of charge. We just asked for an offering to offset some of the busing costs, and the PTO also pays for busing. Now, when I say busing, students have to go to a place to practice because you don't just walk up into a place you've never been to and perform.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the day, if you're a K-7 school or a K-5 school, you have your students on the bus, and they go there in a shuttle, and it's amazing the cost that involves with paying the bus driver and, of course, gas and whatnot.
Sure.
And we have about, between those two schools, there are about close to 700-800 students that perform. And Holland High, you know, a number of the kids drive, so that's way less costly. We do have some concerts coming up, too. The middle school concert was already held, but December 19 is going to be the 8th grade combined holiday concert, and that's going to be at Holland High School Performing Arts Center. The band, the choir, and the orchestra will all be performing. The band is under the direction of James Hughes. James is our first year doing the band here. He's a Holland High grad. How's that for going to Holland High and then get your teaching degree and you come back and you're now the band director?
Oh, that is so cool. What a thrill for him.
Yeah, and in the interview, you know, I mean, people knew him and knew of him, but this is his first teaching job, but we were so impressed with him and his experience and what people said about him, and we're thrilled that he is here to serve our students in the high school band program. And in choir, Rick Phelps is our high school choir director. So, and eighth grade, of course, is in the high school now, so eighth grade will be a part of that concert. And then John Reichel, our chairman of the music department, is our orchestra director, and they always perform so fine.
Wow.
So looking forward to that.
I was gonna say, how do you and your fellow music teachers keep your sanity this time of the year?
Well, in the summer, we try to coordinate all these schedules. In fact, last week, we scheduled some of our Christmas programs for 2014 in order to get them on the calendar and reserve the right places. We have to go quite a ways in advance.
So we talk about looking ahead in Holland Public Schools. You're looking way ahead then, aren't you? Wow.
Yeah, you know, if you want to get the right place and you want to communicate well, you need to look far in advance. And speaking of in advance, in January, our 6th and 7th grade band concert is going to be held. Because if things are so busy, our director, Bethany Ivanoff, during the holidays, she decides the kids are so busy, let's do something in January. So she does her holiday program, per se, in January.
Okay.
And that'll be January 20, and that'll be at West K-7 schools, where all 4 of the K-7 school 6th and 7th grade band students will come and perform.
Now, again, these concerts you have coming up, for instance, the one tomorrow night, are these open to the general public?
Yes, all the concerts are free. General public is more than invited. We have people come to some of these programs that do not even have children in it or grandchildren in it. They just routinely come because it lifts their spirit.
I'll bet it does.
That's really encouraging when you receive a note in the mail from someone that says, you know, I come to the program every year because it's a highlight for us to see children perform on stage and the delightfulness of the music. And that just really
bet it does. Bringing love and music to the community, that is always a great thing.
And the nice thing about the city of Holland is because of the television network that we have, mm-hmm. with the city TV, they will play some of our programs. So I just brought over the DVD from my school's program to the city yesterday, and they'll be playing it on Mac TV, and it'll be on UVerse as well as Comcast throughout the holiday season. So how's that for cool?
And that is very cool. Wow, even a wider audience. All right, Jim DeBoer from Holland Public Schools, thank you for joining us. Merry Christmas to you.
You too, Brent. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care of yourself.
You too.
Thanks again for coming by today.